Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's great to have you with us this evening. It's 8 minutes past 6 p.m. Eastern here. It is 8 minutes then past midnight Central European time. No matter where you're joining us from, thank you so much for being here. It's great to have you here. Henrik with Red Ice TV. You can watch us, of course, on redice.tv or redicemembers.com. Maybe tuning in on DLive today, live VK Twitter, or any of the other ways that we go out and live stream to you guys. So I'm starting a new segment here today called The No-Go Zone. And actually, my intent was the first episode to actually do a deep dive into kind of that term and actually why it's called The No-Go Zone, because there's just so many perfect examples from my country, from Sweden, where they now call them exclusion areas, or in Swedish you would translate it to areas where vulnerable people, you know, are living, essentially, right? These politically correct terms. And many of the liberals and the few kind of really far left, you know, communists and stuff like that I've actually had a discussion with, you know, very few times, but the few times I've had it, that's always one of the points that they actually, like, no, that's a bit, that has been debunked, like, those doesn't exist. And it's like, well, I've been there, I know these areas, like, it doesn't matter. You might sit in and read in New York Times that they don't exist, but they do. It's just reality, right? Now, of course, we have a journalist that actually goes out and visit that, Joachim Lamotte, who's we showed in a Flashback Friday when he was actually accosted and assaulted in many of these areas as he goes out there as a journalist to just cover, you know, cover what's happening in Sweden and our country. But of course, these are in France, they're in the UK, they're in Germany, they are, of course, in America too, for that matter. There's a lot of areas where you cannot go as a white person because you will be accosted, raped, maybe even murdered, definitely mugged or beaten or something, right? So that's the angle, right? I wanted to cover the no-go zones. However, for the first episode, we have to, I couldn't pass up the opportunity to talk about the SAS, the Scandinavian Airlines debacle, with this video that came out, because again, it perfectly encapsulates the era that we're in right now with woke capitalism or woke capital. Kind of what they're doing to us, to the people, how they're just, it's an attack. There's nothing else to call it. It's an attack on white people, but Scandinavians in particular. That's what they were attacking. We'll take a look at it here in a little bit. But anyway, just kind of before we dive into that, guys, I just want to let you know too that I'm seeking to do this on Wednesdays. Time is kind of, it's 6 p.m. today that I started, but maybe starting at 5 to keep it kind of consistent with Flashback Friday that we do on Fridays. So we'll see. We'll see what we do. We'll keep you guys posted. But definitely, I'm aiming at doing it every Wednesday live at either 5 or maybe 6 p.m. It depends a little bit on what works best for you guys. Let me know if you prefer time as well. But yeah, so this thing, guys, did unfold. And it was glorious. To see this thing manifest itself on Twitter, the way that people came together to shame the company, to go after them. The video was, of course, published, I think, on the 10th originally, February 10th. Again, 2020, for those who might be looking in this years later in the archives or something. But 2020, February 2nd, and February 10th. And then 2 days later, today, we have now been in a cycle where they've made the video private, then they have now published it again and started kind of an information campaign to blame right-wingers, troll Twitter accounts. They've even gone so far to blame Russia, obviously. I mean, it never fails. You can always blame Russia just because it was one outlet, and we'll look at that later here too. But one outlet that actually posted a story about the reactions. People were obviously upset about this, right? So this has been a lot of fun to watch, actually, what happened here over the last couple of days. So why don't we just look at it first? I'm sure all you guys out there have seen this, but, you know, the video just kind of have, 100,000 views? It's quickly ticking up, but I got in on the fun, early yesterday, and it was only, 20,000 views at that point? So they lost a lot of views when they took it down, but let's take a look at it, guys. And see what you think.
What is truly Scandinavian?
Grattis.
Absolutely nothing.
Nada.
Niente.
There is no such thing.
Everything is copied. Our democracy. Credit goes to Greece. Parental leave.
Thank you, Switzerland.
The iconic Scandinavian windmills were actually invented in Persia. And we made the German bicycle a staple of our cities. It's Turkish.
What?
Smapple? Dutch.
What about licorice?
It's Chinese. And
Miss Somastonian.
German.
Then it gets worse.
Rumor has it the oh-so-Swedish meatballs might not be as Swedish as you think, but Turkish.
Even the Danish isn't Danish.
It's Austrian. And the pride of Norway, the paperclip, was actually invented by an American.
And while we're at it,
America, thank you for taking the first steps in empowering the women.
Well, definitely. Yeah, thank you for that, America. I really appreciate that. America, my fellow Americans, right? thank you for giving us the feminist movement. Just look at it now, how great it is, huh?
Rights movement. We're no better
than our Viking ancestors.
We take everything we like on our trips abroad, adjust it a little bit, and
voila!
It's a unique Scandinavian thing. Going out into the world inspires us to think big, even though we're quite small. Because every time we go beyond our borders, we add colors,
innovation, progress.
Adding the best of everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
To here. In a way, Scandinavia was brought here. Piece by piece. By everyday people who found the best of our home away from home. So, we can't wait to see what wonderful things you'll bring home next.
All right, there we go. Wonderful, huh? What'd you say about that? There's some good parts, of course, right there in the middle. I love, too, that it's, you know, throughout they've chosen non-Scandinavian people to kind of put down and debunk these these issues. Like the maypole, of course, Midsommarstång.
Midsommarstången.
German.
Which is, of course, totally out of... there's no relation whatsoever between people in Scandinavia and Germany. Of course, it was not just the Norse people at that point, right? Whether they be Anglos or Saxons or from Jutland in Denmark or Gotland in Sweden or Vendel up in Stockholm. I mean, this was the same people. Like, it's the same tradition. Although it lasted much longer and was preserved longer in Sweden, because we were the one of the last countries to be Christianized. We'll go through and debunk some of this later here, too. But the meatball thing, too, you always hear, like, it was Italian, or now they did turkey for some reason, but it's like, you know, okay, well, whatever. They obviously pick the big winners here, right? Like, this is also the only things that we do have in our historical record. It's embarrassing, but I think it actually works on leftists who actually don't know. If you don't know what you're losing, if you're willfully walking with your culture over the cliff, so to speak, and to into the abyss of nothingness, which is kind of the plan, of course, by the globalists and market forces and leftists, they're all in this together. You don't know what you're losing, right? If you don't know anything about your history, what is there to miss? There's nothing to know about it. It's like, well, it turns out the meatball and the Midsummer Pole, it wasn't ours anyway. And it really isn't anything else that we have in Scandinavia that is uniquely Scandinavian. The Danish here, too, I think they mentioned, right?
Even the Danish isn't Danish.
It's Austrian. And the pride of Norway, the paperclip, was actually invented by an American.
The paper. I didn't even know that about the paper clip. It was like, they've done quite a bit more than that. It just, what about the ingenuity of like the ships when they started to mapping going over to America before anyone else did. Leif Erikson, is that is the ship worthiness? Is that what you call it in English? The how well some of those early boats back in 800 or so were able to traverse the oceans and explore. There's even rumors we were down in Northern Africa, for Christ's sake. I mean, it's, you know, there's so much here. It's just amazing. But I love that they are thanking the feminist movement there, too. Let's listen to that one again. That's classic.
Invented by an American.
And while we're at it,
America, thank you for taking the first steps
in empowering the women's rights movement.
We're no better
than our Viking ancestors.
That's right. I mean, that if there's any line that stands out from this thing, it's it's got to be that one, guys. Let's do that.
America, thank you for taking the first steps
in empowering the women's rights movement.
We're no better
than our Viking ancestors.
We take
that's right. Our boys and girls, that's right. That's right. Let me go over. This one became a meme. We'll go back to the video in a little bit here. But that one definitely became a
Viking ancestor.
If we can hear that thing here, too. That would be good if we can hear that. Do we hear that? Let me see here.
Yes.
Let's take that one more time.
Our Viking ancestors.
Ah, Twitter, stop buffering. Oh, it usually goes a little quicker than that, huh? Is it punishing me now? Let's try it again.
Our Viking ancestors.
That's right, you got it. A lot of good memes that came came out of this too. I do like it, like the frog, the Pepe airplane there. My ancestors. Now there's an image in there that they used in the video. Let me go back here. That they used in this video that actually is is this one. This one here. This one. Now this for those who didn't know that we actually this is a real, if you will, image. That was pushed by the Swedish television, the state-funded television, that published a documentary series about the earliest Swedes, right? The earliest, maybe it was Scandinavians, but I think it was the earliest people in Sweden kind of thing. And this is the image, much like Cheddar Man, of course, infamously in the UK, which is funny because Cheddar is, of course, a cave. So were these the cave? Cave dwellers, then? Is that what the take is? The hot take is here from SVT. But anyway, there's some other good ones here too, like this one. Travelers bring home great ideas. I thought that was kind of funny. SAS, Scandinavian Airlines. A couple of good ones. yeah, it's the same. In the same vein, we were Vikings, right? Put on the SAS glasses and you see how they. You can see what you actually want to see, right? So there's let's actually continue watching a couple of more points I wanted to break down in the actual video here. Let's go back to this.
Everything we like on our trips abroad, adjust it a little bit, and
voila!
It's a unique Scandinavian thing. Going out into the world inspires us to think big, even though we're quite small.
Now that one you always get to. I was it surprises me, like. You know, there's always this kind of looking down on yourself and your own people in Scandinavia. Jantelag, there's, you know, a lot of psychological concepts here that I've talked about for years on this show, being very annoyed by and stuff like that, try to understand why so many Swedes and in other Scandinavian countries too, but not quite as bad as Swedes, are literally, excuse the bad language, but shitting and pissing on their own culture. And turning, on their own people and all that stuff. And usually you hear this. Well, we're only a small country and it's just, we have no sway, we don't have any influence, yada yada, all this kind of stuff. Economically, even like as a union, if Scandinavia went together, we'll be the third biggest economies in the Eurozone, for example. Land wise, if you combine it, that's actually quite a bit of land. I think Sweden is it the third largest country in Europe? I might be wrong on that. I might be. Put to shame on that one, but something like that, right? It's not that tiny. Sure, we haven't been like, tens of millions in each of our countries individually. But again, it's always this like, well, we can't do anything. We can't affect anything. Well, again, why do you think like we're being consumed by the rest of the world? Because if you have that mentality, you're not going to achieve anything. Anyway, minor point on that, but let's continue.
Because every time we go beyond our borders, we add colors,
innovations.
That's exactly. Let's take that one. Every time we go abroad, in other words, there's nothing that we can find in our own culture. Well, I mean, the point of the video is that it doesn't even exist. There isn't such a thing, right? That's the point. And again, I saw some journalists, some left-wing journalists that were like talking about this and was like, no, the movie didn't, or the film, the video, the ad, the commercial didn't actually say that there isn't any Scandinavian culture. What they're trying to convey is that our culture is kind of like, well, I guess what was discussed with, actually what came out with all the Greupers and the Zionist stuff with like Dan Crenshaw, Zioclops, right? That it was like, America is just a placemat kind of for like great ideas, essentially. You can replace the population. Kind of much in the same way was argued, I saw, by some left-wing journalists who were like, no, we're saying Scandinavia is it's the openness of just taking in other things and bringing that into the country that has shaped. That's what it is. We're essentially, we don't have anything domestically. But since we're just kind of snatching this and that, that is our culture. That is what's unique about us. That's what they try to say. But my argument is, of course, well, if you don't say that you have anything that is unique, you're saying, you know, or have anything that's original, then you don't have anything. You don't have a culture. You're just an empty, template pack. You know what I mean? It's like it's nothing that you've invented. This is, of course, wrong. And I have some points on that, too. But yeah, I saw that spin earlier today on Twitter by some journalists.
Because every time we go beyond our borders, we add colors,
innovation, progress.
Yeah, we add colors. What is the middle word they say there? Generations and progress. Color, we add color, something, something, and then progress.
We add colors,
innovation, progress.
Sorry, chat. Do you know what she's saying there? I might be going deaf or something. It's a little bit blurred, that word there.
Going out into the world inspires us to think big, even though we're quite small. Because every time we go beyond our borders, we add colors,
innovations, progress.
Yeah, thank you, Hippity Hop Chat. Innovations, of course. Yeah. Innovations. Yes, we we add colors, innovations, and progress. In other words, it doesn't exist domestically. We're so dry and flat, right? That the only way you can get it is to get it from abroad.
Our borders, we add colors,
innovation, progress.
Because think about that. Scandinavia, Sweden, we've never innovated anything. Right, there's been no innovations whatsoever from the Nordic countries. We've been quite stagnant. You know, before the rest of the European continent showed up, we had barely done anything. We hadn't even invented the wheel like in other continents. Right, there's no innovations, there's no progress, there's no technical engineering or anything like that. It's amazing how they just can whitewash history in this way, I guess dark wash, whatever you want to call it, just completely covered up like this.
Adding the best of everywhere to here.
Adding the best of everywhere to here. Again, this is like, that's what they're doing now with multiculturalism. They're thinking, well, we're just taking all the best parts, including, I guess, people included. Like Fredrik Reinfeldt, our ex-prime minister from the moderate part of the conservatives, he always said this too. A lot of politicians, a lot of people have talked about these issues over the years now, of how boring it is in Sweden, how boring we look. Remember when Bono spoke out, after the election 2018, how tall and blonde and blue-eyed people were so boring. You know, this ex-prime minister that I mentioned too mentioned the same thing. He said, Jesus, like before we had diversity in Sweden, it was just everyone just looked the same, right? And which of course is not true in itself. There's already actually a fairly rich phenotypical diversity But still, it's the idea that we're like, you know, Nordic and white and you know, usually tall and stuff like that, right? So that's boring now. You get to replace the people. That's what's great about Scandinavia.
Colors, innovation,
progress.
Adding the best of everywhere. To here.
That's right, adding it to here. It's not until you go out and travel and see the rest of the world that things are that Scandinavia can get something, which is good. You see the self-hatred here? We know it's marketing. We know there's an agenda behind it too. But the thing is, you don't only get it from commercials like this. You get it everywhere. Even a cultural ministers and stuff like that are talking on podiums in front of our king and queen, saying the very same thing. Without being challenged. I'll pull that article up later here. It's the same thing. They've talked about this for years.
In a way, Scandinavia was brought here.
That's right, it was brought here.
Piece by piece.
Yeah.
By everyday people who found the best of our home away from home. So, we can't wait to see what wonderful things you'll bring home next.
What will you bring home? That's right. let me see if I can find that. It was the Lundfors, that's right. Ingrid Lundfors. It's a classic article about this, too, that I remember published a few years ago. See if I can find that. Yeah, here it is. This is a classic. Let me see. I'll open this one here. Just to remind you guys, like it's not just commercials that do this. It's people who are working for the government. And of course, it's fellow Swedes too, right? But Ingrid Lundfors, she was educated at Hebrew University in Jerusalem and Hebrew College in Boston, general secretary at the Jewish synagogue, the Jewish community in Stockholm. She's the head of the Forum for Living History in Sweden. Now, this is back in 2015, but just kind of to present to you a little bit of an image of how like steeped this is into the establishment in Sweden. She was doing a presentation in front of the Swedish king. I thought I had a screenshot. Yeah, here it is at the bottom. The screenshot. There's the Swedish king and queen there encircled. Not that they're nothing to preserve, right? they don't give a shit about Swedish culture. That's not what I'm saying. But it's this idea that you can do it in front of like the royals now. But she made 3 points in this presentation that she did with all these important people. That immigration is nothing new, she said. So don't worry about it. This is how it's always will have been, and that we're all consequence of immigration. And then 3, there is no domestic Swedish culture. You see how these things have been like rehab. This is 4 years old, over 4 years old now, 5 years old. And she is an official working for the Swedish government, Ingrid Lundfors, Forum for Living History in Sweden. Right, this is the kind of stuff that you get. Other politicians too, like this one, Mona Sahlin. The very same thing, really, that they repeat in this documentary, too, that we saw here. Let me enlarge that a little bit. Famous quote from her. I think that what makes many Swedes jealous of immigrant groups. You have a culture, an identity, a history, something that brings you together. And what do we have? Well, we have Midsummer's Eve and such silly things, right? But we've just been lectured here in the SAS, SUS video, that even the Midsummer's Pole is from Germany, which of course is just totally unrelated to Scandinavian culture and people. There's no ethnic similarities whatsoever between Germans and Swedes. But of course, as we know, it was all northern people. The only way you can come to these kinds of conclusions and points, really, is if you ignore essentially 40,000 years of history. Now, we don't have to go that back because it, of course, gets pretty fuzzy. But there are records, archaeological records and things that goes back to, I think some of the early ones are around 40,000 years in Sweden, literally just when the ice sheet was starting to retract, right? But you can go, there's stoneworks in Sweden that are older than the pyramids of Giza. Passage graves, stuff like this, sites that I've been out visiting that are over 5,000 years old. And again, the only way you can come to this conclusion is that you know nothing about the history. You have zero clue what it is that you're part of, and what it is that you're putting down and saying that there isn't any culture. It could reverse, could argue that it sucks at the outside forces that have helped to destroy culture. We have chosen to adopt other things in favor because of its form. What is it? Oikiophobia, I think they call it, right? The hatred for a phobia for like the what comes from you, essentially, from your own ethnic group. Now, here's the person. There's a couple of good tweets about this, too. Regarding the one of the marketing guys behind it, I want to pull up like the board of SAS and stuff like that. But yeah, so this is one of the Martin Adonis, I think his name was. This guy here, who's one of the head, I guess, marketing guys behind the actual video, I believe. And so the spin, I want to get into the spin. Yeah, Martin Adonis, the brand manager of SAS, that's right. So I want to get into the spin of how they try to spun this, because obviously this was a catastrophic failure for them. That was, I don't know if it was one of the most downvoted things beyond like YouTube Rewind 2019 or something like that. But it was heavily downvoted. They had to delete comments. It was really, really bad. Let's see if it's still up. Did they take it down again? Okay, now it's still up. So we're at 188,000 views. 46,000 thumbs down, and 2.1 up. So, and that's after, of course, like a lot of people have like, oh, shit, we got to go in there and support these capitalist Marxists here in SAS to show those racists, right? So here's the I want to look at the spin a little bit too here, too, guys, just and kind of look at how they intended for this to be kind of introduced, I guess. Yeah, Scandinavian Airlines. What is truly Scandinavian? By and Co. By, I guess, and Co. is the actual marketing firm or something behind it. The Drum is reporting on this here too. The latest campaign from Scandinavian Airlines is a pointed reminder as to why open borders, and then they put it within parentheses, open hearts and open minds is key for progress. And, as it turns out, for shaping Scandinavian culture and identity. That's right. They really stuck it to us in this one, guys. We couldn't, how will we ever recover? We've been forever disintegrated as an ethnic group, as a European phenotype. Now we don't even exist anymore. That's it. This 3-minute film is a touching and tongue-in-cheek reminder of why we travel. And what we bring home with us, revealing that everything Scandinavian. So see, they even put it within scare quotes there now, all right? Because it's like, well, is Scandinavian. So does it really exist? I don't think so. But it's anything but, like I said, revealing that everything Scandinavian is anything but. We just borrowed everything. Creative director Robert Zerkes. Account director, Morten Fabricius. Account manager, Mette Kruse. I think this is a Danish ad company that did this too. Head of brand activation and social, Morten Saxnes. Media strategist, Rasmus Philip. Art director, Lea Flodgard. And Katrin Winblad. Copywriter, Mathias Trads, Kristel Kroyer. Joachim Joel Ulrich. Agency producer, Filippa Borg. Goes on from there. We don't have to go through them all. Director, Gustav Johansson. Executive producer, Sara Samsö. Goes through here. So that's a really brave introduction here. So here was how they intended to get it out to people. Resume, I guess, which is kind of a marketing. They look at like commercials and ads and all that kind of shit. SAS, Scandinavian Airlines, challenges what is truly or genuine Scandinavian. This is the text here. I'll directly translate, so I might screw up a little bit. But today, SAS launched a new campaign within the frame for We Are Travelers. Their We Are Travelers concept. Something you see at the end of the video that they reiterate that too. The campaign movie, developed by the Danish NOA Bureau and Co. And production and the production company New Land Films. New Land Films. Orbits or takes place around the cultural experiences that we bring home and internalizing after we've traveled. To illustrate that, SAS is lifting forward what many people think is typical Scandinavian or those things. Everything from smørrebrød, which is Norwegian thing, or is it a Danish thing? Smørrebrød, till föräldraledighet, which is to parental leave, which is, of course, it's, I guess, internationally, it's what Sweden is most known for now, right? Parental leave, wow. And licorice, right? But it all comes from other parts of the world. That's right. Smørrebrød actually came from Netherlands. Again, oh, Jesus. I mean, totally out of bounds in terms of no relatability between these people whatsoever. You're saying in one European country, like literally just right below you, influenced something that you took with you. It's amazing. Anyway, they go through it too. But the point is, this backfired incredibly. And so they decided to hide the... see if I can find that tweet. They decided to hide the video. Okay, I don't have it here. But now it's back up again, right? They had to do something about this. Here's the board, by the way, of SAS too. I guess we can just look at that quickly. I'm not going to go through this in detail, but just so you can see these these woke capitalist virtue signaling, frankly, just sickening, self-hating Scandinavians, right? Who approved this? I'm sure they saw this. I mean, I don't think they didn't look at it and just like, whoops, you know, whoops, something happened. We didn't pass it. Rikard Gustafsson, born 1964, the president and the CEO, Simon Pauk Hansen, 1976, Kjetil Høyborg, Håbøyer, I guess, Børg, 1971, Torbjørn Wist, Katarina Malmgren Hiander, Carl Sandlund, Charlotte Svensson. These are the main people. And it's just like, we're fine with this. This is totally conveying what we want to have conveyed from our company's point of view. So Martin Adonis was one of the guys here that was the senior marketing manager at SAS. I think I said that he was for the company doing the commercial first, but that was wrong. He's with SAS. He had to lock his account. And protect his tweets. That's how bad he got. 63 followers. Yeah, these are real influential people here. Following 33. Couldn't take the criticism. Couldn't take it. Says, do you think that white people, especially Swedes themselves, were just going to sit back while you attempted to dismantle their entire race, country, and culture? We're fighting back. That's right. That's what they got. They got some kickback for once. For once, it is... good to see people come together and just shooting this down immediately, right? Because that's what it is. People are sick and fed up with this shit. They don't want it anymore. They want to have it shoved down their throats. They're sick and tired of these woke companies that are not only self-hating, they're like inflicting psychological pain on people that are watching this stuff. Imagine small kids and stuff seeing this, right? It's like, sure, it's just a commercial, but my point is, as I've told you, it's from politicians to the cultural establishment to the marketing world to woke companies to the educational. It all repeats the same narrative, which is at best, like, if they even recognize that you exist, it's you're an evil, racist, and bad person because you're white, right? I mean, I've covered this in the past, too. How they try to spin these things. Do you guys remember this one's a cover of the Muslim Vikings thing that they try to push on us too? Turns out this was completely bogus. It was this little fragment of textile that they had found, and some crazy doctors and archaeologists, I think it was, at Uppsala University, which is used to be one of the more prominent universities in Scandinavia. Claimed that she saw like the Allah symbol in that thing, right? So, oh my God, it means they copied it all. They took it, Swedes took it, Vikings. It turns out it was Muslims all along that did all this stuff. Stop having patriotic pride in your heritage and this association with Vikingry because it was all Muslims, right? That was essentially the intended propaganda. Same thing there happened. People torn it apart. Some good scientists approached and said, there's no proof for this. Like, you're literally seeing things. This is just apophenia. You want this to be the case, but they ran with it. The university was behind it. There was all these groups behind it. There was funding behind it. It was all intentional. A little bit later, I think that same year, I made a video about this, about Kaiser Mahmud. He's not longer with the Cultural Heritage Board of Sweden, but he used to be. They handed over our entire cultural record, or like our cultural, those who oversee the cultural record, our history, our heritage, to this guy, an uneducated foreigner, right? It's like, what's the point with this? He knows nothing about this stuff, but he's going to oversee all these things. Now it's some crazy hippie lady with like dreadlocks and stuff like that. They can only put cultural Marxist in place of this stuff. And then a little bit later still, they were investigating whether or not they're going to turn runes and symbols, you know, associated with Norse religion, Viking period, essentially, into hate crimes. Now, that didn't go through, which was lucky, but just this idea that they're trying. We'll seriously investigate our own heritage for hate crimes. You know what I mean? It's like, it's new heights to this shit. Anyway, so SAS or SAS responds by claiming that the mass criticism was a targeted attack, and that they don't want to be a platform for hate. You see, that's why they removed the video initially. Look at this. Let me read this here. SAS is a Scandinavian airline that brings travelers to, from, and within Scandinavia. We stand by the core message in the commercial, that travel enriches us. When we travel, we influence our surroundings, and we are influenced by others. Yeah, but that's not what you said in the commercial. What you said in the commercial is, there is no domestic Scandinavian culture, and everything that we have has been brought in. If it wasn't, feel free to highlight the things that actually are ours, right? But no, that's not the point. It's an anti-Scandinavian, anti-Northern European propaganda, the message, a narrative in there. The experiences we bring back from our travels inspire us as individuals, but also our society. It's like, okay, sure, that's great, but for favor of displacing and replacing your own? No, I don't think so. When analyzing the pattern and volume of reactions, we have reason to... This is how pathetic they are. You know, you do something that's so stupid, and they can just not take the responsibility for it. Like, sure, like, we get it. Like, we fucked up. The people that obviously have built, and I'll look at that in a moment too, but I've actually built SAS, Scandinavian Airlines, which of course is the Scandinavian people. We built the company. We were the first customers. We built it into what it is today. Sadly, I guess, because look at what it is. Look at what turns it took. But anyway, there's they cannot recognize we fucked up and we're sorry. We, you know, we'll do it over again, or we're sorry for the hatred. I mean, again, imagine that being portrayed by any other people, right? Or another country or something doing that about someone else. It would be convicted in these what do you call them, a granskningsnämnd, like there's these different authorities, I guess, that review they can even fine, like ad agencies or specific ads that they're not allowed to be shown. This has happened in England. It's happened in Sweden too, the UK many times. That they come in and they would say, no, this is hatred. This is discrimination. This is just open denial of a culture and a people. It wouldn't pass the test, right? But now it's totally fine. They just can't. So they can't recognize that and say, we'll do it better. They blame everyone else for it. Now, it's someone else's fault, including Russia, as we'll see. It is it's coordinated Twitter attacks. It was hijacked. Campaign was therefore hijacked. No, it wasn't. It was just people that were sick and fed up with seeing what the hell you were trying to push down our throats. That's all it was. There's no mystery. There's no grand conspiracy here. There's no, You know, but again, now you got companies and media companies, big like airlines taking on the tinfoil hat. It was hijacked by like external forces. We do not want to risk being a platform for for views that we do not share. Like, you're a airline company. Your point is not to educate people on what cultural references are right and wrong or anything. You're supposed to take people from point A to point B. That's your job. But as we know, this is not what woke capitalism is about anymore, is it? We have therefore temporarily removed the film from our channels, and we are currently evaluating the next step. That's right. That is actually what happened. Oh, Jesus. You know, let me open this in a new window here, because I put ad block things on there. I can just do this temporarily here. Let me turn that off. Reload this. Dagens Nyheter, their big paper in Sweden. SAS retracted their commercial. The company is suspecting an attack against their ad campaign. SAS temporarily stopped their new ad campaign, ad video, ad film, after critique from, among others, the party secretary for the Sweden Democrats, Richard Jomshof, and the Nazis at Nordfront, the Nordic Resistance Movement. So you gotta just also sneak that in there. So it's like, see, it's Nazis that are attacking us. See, now we're the victim in this. We're not gonna stand up and take responsibility for what we just did. That we just literally was just, excuse the language, but shitting on an entire people. We're not gonna take that responsibility. We're gonna say that it's the Nazis' fault, right? It's the Nazis' fault. It's those Nazis at it again. SVT, public broadcasting, they who take tax money to pay for producing media. Same thing there. Analysis. There was probably an entire thought process behind the campaign. Now, this spin is that it was intended to cause controversy. Again, they just can't recognize that they did wrong. They're saying the controversy was intentional. She says here, Johanna Servank, whatever her name is here at SVT, who's an economic commentator for SVT. She says, SAS must be celebrating over the big fight around the new commercial. Finally, something that takes the conversation away from flygskam, which is, I know you're learning all these wonderful things. For those who are not Swedish or Norwegian or Danish, are learning all these wonderful things about Sweden today. But flygskam, it's this they've started imposing shame around flying because of Greta Thunberg, the whole climate alarmist nonsense, CO2 and all that stuff. Right, so there's a shaming campaign that goes on around flying. So she's saying, well, this was to remove the conversation from that aspect of shaming people for flying over to, like, you know, an issue of just talking about the film. And she says, which probably was the entire thought process behind the campaign was what actually happened, so that we won't talk about, like, CO2, the danger with CO2 things anymore. This is how insane these people are. And now it's this too. This is pretty interesting. Case from the White Pill of Vitapilla. He said that slowly the truth about the ASS film, a shock film, is coming out, and it's about woke capital too. And it also means that SAS is kind of trying to get in on this thing, like Ryanair and which others are there new, like a low budget airlines essentially that can offer flights for cheap, right? Very cheap. So one of the things that they wanted to do is to bring in foreign crews into SAS, right? Again, you know, you have high high employer taxes and stuff like that in most Scandinavian countries. I think all of them. Not sure which is highest. High salaries, high taxes. It costs a lot of insurance, a lot of things. Very, very complicated, right? So one of the things is, of course, can we just not hire Scandinavian people? Can we do that? Yeah, that's what they wanted to do. That's part of it. They've been doing very poorly for a long time, SAS, right? They almost went under a couple of years back. I don't know how they're still here. I'm sure this will help greatly for them to get people to fly with them now. But anyway, they're saying like, well, we're seeking to get into this field or the this niche or that corner, that market sphere of budget airlines, they have to replace their crews, their Scandinavian crews, with foreign crews. And it's almost also that they on some level know that, well, you know, these Scandinavian people, they'll become a minority in their own country. Maybe we should just aim for the non-Scandinavians right now. What if we just kick them while they're down, so to speak? We'll just tell them to F off right now and virtue signal in that way. They'll send a clear message to other people, foreigners, that like, well, we don't care about Scandinavia. This has nothing to do with shirts and the names of Scandinavian Airlines. But don't you worry, it's nothing to do with those racist things like the Midsummer's Pole and meatballs and all those kinds of racist things. We are totally anti-Scandinavian. We're totally anti-white. We're totally committed to the agenda of replacement. You see? Bring in foreign crews, and then you can just start flying in foreign people, just nonstop. Just fly them all in. SAS can be the replacement airline now, right? That's the direction that they were going. Anyway, there was other headlines like this too. Cultural debate. It's filed under the author or the journalist, I guess, writing this, Per Svensson, and he says it's worrying that SAS is folding for the for right-wing populists that are, you know, attacking the film, essentially. Jenny Nyberg, I think this is Aftonbladet, one of the big papers, she says, real Sweden friends or Sweden-friendly people don't run Putin's, or don't do the bidding of Putin. That's right. The attack against the SAS commercial shows that the troll war, she calls it, is here. The troll war has arrived. It's here. This is the new battlefront between Russia and Sweden. It's commercials from SAS. They are hijacked by Putin. If you're a real patriotic Swede, you don't criticize the commercial that just literally was shitting on Swedish people and others. You do it because you don't want to be manipulated by Putin, right? So. So this is what was released by Sputnik News, which they in Aftonbladet called this massive Russian propaganda outlet, right? And they're essentially, I mean, they're just covering this, right? They're covering this because it's outrageous. This is shocking how much you can crap on your own people. So they say here in the headline, absolutely nothing Scandinavian. SAS erases globalist ad from YouTube after publicity or public outcry. Scandinavia's largest airline has ruffled many feathers with an overtly multiculturalist ad claiming that all of Scandinavian culture was copied. SAS, the pan-Scandinavian airline, has landed in hot water over its new commercial and is being accused of peddling multiculturalist propaganda. It's like, I just enjoy the straight shooting language here, right? But see, if you like this article, or if you... you know, if you appreciate the wording or something, or if you share it, you're doing Putin's bidding here, right? Because they decide to cover it. But remarkably, yet as then they claim how Pravda-driven these Russian news outlets are, you would never see more from alternative sources. Of course, you would never see this kind of event covered in this way by Swedish paper. Now it's, we got to stand up to Russia and Putin. We got to show those. We got to show Swedish, unity here and togetherness, real patriotism. Stand up to Putin. Following the debacle, SAS deleted the contentious ad from YouTube, which I guess they didn't. They just privated it for a little bit. Okay, and the ad published Monday night, widely shared, and commented on social media. The airline stated that there was no such thing as Scandinavian culture, and that all cultural expressions and innovations associated with Scandinavia, from Swedish meatballs to Norwegian paperclips, actually come from outside. We are no better than our Viking ancestors, a black man representing today's Scandinavian claims in the ad. We gotta see that again. It's the best. It's definitely the best part. I think it's the best part. Let me see if I can find it. There it is. All right, here we go, folks.
We're no better
than our Viking ancestors.
That's right. Here it is, folks. That's what our Viking ancestors look like.
We're no better
than our Viking ancestors.
We take everything we like on our trips up.
All right. Anyway, so, you know, they wrote about this and they include a couple of tweets, too. From Tommy Bengtsson, David Vance, Ethnicity Nordic, EA Hale, and Way of the World, who's a great guy. Communicate with him occasionally. And so what they did is, Aftonbladet did this. So another headline here says, this is how the right-wing populist network hijacked SAS new commercial. And they actually did a tracking. Look at how deranged these people are. Excuse me, let me go full screen on this here. This is what journalists spend their time on in 2020. They map interactions between Twitter accounts to see who started this, who the responsible party is, and then they can map these as Russian bots in the future as they map and trace, right? Well, you know, is it Sputnik? I almost said Sputin. Sputnik wrote about this, and they included a couple of tweets, which means that that was the intention, right? That's literally the spin in this Aftonbladet article. A couple of these, Gustav Tronarp right here, the journalist here, he's writing about how this, because Sputnik did this, he calls it the Russian propaganda giant, Sputnik. Because they included those tweets, that means that it's really them. That you see all the tweet accounts that they highlight here means that these are Russian accounts. It doesn't mean that it's just people that are sharing what they believe and what they think about this. It means there's Russia. They were amplified by Russia. By Sputnik. Here's more. There's Lana mentioned in there. Mentioned in there too, by the way. I'm also disappointed I'm not in there. On my tweet, got a pretty good, like a decent 1,000 retweets, I think, or likes at least. Anyway, Way of the World. There's Lana. The center. Oh, you can't see the cursor. Anyway, you'll see it there. Arminius D. Is it the Arminius? Anglo-Jew retweeted this too. They highlight that for some reason. Baron Strucker, which did good job in exposing a lot of this stuff. John DG, anyway, they go on from here. Tommy Ben, right? Yggdrasil or Yggdrasil Nununa, I think it's one of the accounts too. So that means now you can map these down as Russian accounts, troll accounts. And so for the next one, you know which accounts are owned by Russia and Putin. That's how this works. That's how they build profiles on people. Reported some good stuff. Well, exactly. That's someone said in the chat. Well, Lana's Russian. Well, exactly. She's ethnically Russian, right? So that has actually come up by some people. They actually think that she's like a Russian agent. like she's getting paid, or that Red Ice even is like paid by Putin. And I think it was the same thing there with Strucker. Baron Strucker said, where are my... oh, don't I have that tweet up? He said, where's my Putin shekels, you know, for this? This is how delusional they are. And not only Swedish journalists, this is, you know, common in the U.S. now, too. But this is what they believe. But anyway, the Danish People's Party is demanding that the government acts against SAS, against SUS, Scandinavian Airlines, with a quote from the statement they released, they are spitting on us. They said, see, finally some decency. There's some good, have some good patriots in Denmark. The Danish People's Party. They demanding that the government acts. And then you can say, well, why the government shouldn't get in? This is free business. This is just my free company and all that shit, right? Well, no, the same thing applies here, as I mentioned before. If you look at the early days of this company, it was founded by Swedish government. All these companies are what's known as flag carriers. A flag carrier is a transportation company, such as an airline or shipping company, that, being locally registered in a given sovereign state, enjoys preferential rights or privileges accorded by the government for international operations, right? So there's three companies that made up SAS. It's the, well, originally the AB Aero Transport. AB stands for stock company. So Aero Transport was a Swedish government-owned airline which operated during the first half of the 20th century and what was merged into what would later become the SAS Group, right? It was established back in 1924. Again, government money, the Swedish people came in and supported this with our tax money. They eventually became the Swedish Intercontinental Airlines. This is when the Wallenberg family got involved. I'll talk about them in a moment. So they joined with this company. Wallenberg family, SAS Group, formed that in Denmark. It was the Danish Airlines, which is, I saw it here. Let me see, where does it say that they're a flag? What's the term again? A flag carrier. I read it here. Anyway, they're a flag carrier for Denmark. And then Norway, same thing there, flag carrier for Norway. I actually said in Denmark, on the Danish one, I actually said that they were funded by Denmark's government in the early days, I believe it says. I want to see that here, just to prove it, that every single one that came in and formed that was part of the government. All right. Okay, I can't find it. I saw it earlier. And okay. Anyway, granted, I was mistaken on this one then. Okay, they call it Okay, that's right. They call it National Airline. That's right. But you click in on it. It says flag carrier. Okay, so I'm correct. Okay. So anyway, so all three of them, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, taxpayer funded. The Scandinavian people, they carried the bill for this shit. They took the hits for it. They're the ones who paid out. They're the ones in, right. So this shit that it's like, well, they're a free company. They're their own company. They can do whatever the hell they want. Might be true today, but it wasn't in the early days when it was formed. And again, the company, what they've built into, what they've created, would never have achieved that without the people, Scandinavian people, right? So it's completely correct of the Danish Folk Party or the Danish People's Party to say, punish them, do something, go after them. Like, how can they just openly discriminate in this way? Totally anti-Scandinavian commercial, right? Reuters even ended up reporting on it too. It's amazing. It said, Nordic Airline SAS cans ad after online hate campaign, Reuters says. That's right. It's a hate campaign to point out the hatred, right? Gee, I wonder where we've heard this kind of lingo before. It's not hate to say that an entire culture doesn't exist, cultural relativism, that's fine. It's a hate campaign to point out that we're disappointed in them and saying this is despicable, it's disgusting, you shouldn't get away with this. Nordic Airline, SAS, removed an internet ad debunking myths about Scandinavia on Wednesday after. So it's a Oh, okay. I didn't know there was like all you had to do. All you had to do, folks, is just you can just do an ad, and then you can, with this ad, you can debunk the history of an entire country. How about that? you can debunk that a culture exists with this marketing company that comes in with a woke globalist international transnational company, and you can just make a couple of short points, and then you debunk the myth that Scandinavia has a culture. Anyway, the ad debunking myths about Scandinavia on Wednesday after it became the victim of an online hate campaign, particularly from nationalist and right-wing groups. Well, that's it. That settles it then. That's it. It means it's Nazis behind it. It's dem Nazis at it again. It means we're the victims, right? The airline's commercial, What is Truly Scandinavian?, sought to extol the virtue of travel by showing how aspects of the region's culture, from Swedish meatballs to Danish pastries and to parental leave, all came from elsewhere originally. Well, oy vey, that settles it then. Huh? No more culture for you, Scandi man. What is really Scandinavian? Absolutely nothing, it said. In a way, Scandinavia was brought here piece by piece by everyday people. I love how they like kind of Reuters, like a world, an international, you know, Amish-owned news agency, has to kind of reiterate the point, almost finalizing, nailing this point that, well, this is just what it is, right? So that's fine. In a way, Scandinavia was brought here piece by piece by everyday people we found the best from our home away from home. Lawmakers in the populist Danish People's Party said SOS or Scandinavian Airlines has denigrated Danish culture, and they called on the Danish government, which has a 14% stake in the airline, to react. Yeah, see, they even still has a... I didn't even look into that yet, how much stake the Sweden and Norway have. I think Norway... I did read, though, that they ended up selling, I think, their stake, the Norwegian government, in it. But still, they accomplished it with the Swedish, Scandinavian people's money, right? Tax money. I have always flown with SAS a lot, but I would have a bad taste in my mouth if I did it again because they spit on us like that, the party's foreign affairs spokesperson, Søren Espersen, told tabloid Ekstrabladet. The ad said Danish pastries were actually Austrians. Anyway, they go through this. Then analyzing the pattern volume of reactions, we have reason to suspect an online attack and that the campaign has been hijacked, the airline said in a statement. That's right. That's right. You don't have to present any proof. You can just say so. Just say that, well, we analyzed the pattern and the volume of reactions. Couldn't just be that we made a shitty commercial that people ended up hating. That can never be the case. That just wouldn't happen, right? So it was hijacked by these by these Nazis, by these dumb Nazis, these evil Nazis. In fact, we're the victim here, folks. We were totally not hateful whatsoever. It's totally amazing that this has gone this far, but this is what it is, right? All right. SAS said it expected to share more information about the social media campaign waged against the ad later on Wednesday. The social media campaign waged against the ad. See, now it's just an established fact. It wasn't just people organically reacting. It was a campaign, a battlefront, a war campaign, the theater of against SAS. We stand by the core message in the commercial that travel enriches us. Yeah, but that's not what you said. You said we don't have a culture, which essentially means we don't have a culture. Do you even exist as a people? Both of them go hand in hand. You wouldn't have culture without people. And of course, if you have people there, you will have a culture there, right? But they just removed one of those parts and said, meh, you know, you don't have it. Just go abroad. Go abroad, Scandi man. Enrich yourself because you're just empty. Just empty inside. All right, so there's more of this too. Strucker here says, or Baron Strucker, good account, follow him on Twitter, spoke to him just on ODM earlier today about this. He says, since SAS keep making their other anti-white video private, and this is before they enable it again, says, how about we ratio the hell out of this one too? When you have a moment in your favor, in your favor. Don't let up. Let's spread this elsewhere. Destroy that ratio. Let me share the link in the chat too, guys. And you know they can document. I'm part of a campaign and a violent Nazi campaign against SAS warfare. So this is another one. 1.9 million views, almost 2 million views back in October 29th, 2018. Let's check this one out, ladies and gents. Oh, how about that? Wrong angle.
Have you ever stopped and observed the spectacle of the arrival hall? Look at the faces of the people waiting. Do they wonder if anything changed while we were gone? What did we bring back? Did we find what we were looking for?
Yeah, exactly, GCGC. At least we know that Henrik is wearing pants now. That's right. Exactly. Good good observation. Because occasionally, you know, I don't even have underwear on. It's just under the desk. There's nothing. In fact, I don't even have legs. How about that? All right, let's watch the rest of this here.
Was the world different than we thought? Was there a realization at the end of our journey? Maybe that we don't have many journeys left. Or that we left someone important behind. Sometimes the journey is life-changing. Sometimes we change the world, but most times the world changes us. We find love. Fall in love with what we left back home.
This goes and goes, huh?
We come home with a new family.
I'm sorry. Let me just pause it. It's like this. There's this. How do I explain this? There's this emo, like particularly like Scandinavian. Emo, like the tight pants around the balls, you know, and the soy, everything you can expect, right? The vegan with the braids and the soy pants and, you know, all that shit. And like, this is the music that it listens to, this Scandinavian mutant, right? And it's literally the music never has any balls. There's never any, it's like this, it's like you're dying and there's like no energy left. It's the last, but there's tears coming out because it's just so sad and beautiful.
With new priorities. With experiences that will stay with us forever. With an idea we believe in. At SAS, we send millions of travelers through these doors every year. We know change when we see it.
You know they're talking about politics. It's all political.
And we know it's for the better.
It's for the better, that's right. Replacing your people, it turns out, it's for the better. In fact, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's people coming together. Speaking of the no-go zones, you know, it's actually another aspect I wanted to cover, and I'll do that in next week's no-go zone. There was a police representative, a spokesperson from the police at first time was actually openly addressing the, I guess the best way to translate would be humiliation. And I'm not only going to cover like Scandinavian or Swedish issues on these no-go zones on Wednesdays, which I'm seeking to do live every probably either 5 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Eastern, depends on, that's 11 or midnight Central European time. But they finally started recognizing what they call humiliation crimes, which is like you have packs or gangs of immigrants that are essentially kidnapping and violently targeting Swedish Swedish kids. Sometimes they're younger than they are. Sometimes they might be the same age, but they're outnumbered. They urinate in their mouths. They humiliate them. They have them eat cigarette butts, the stumps that's left from the cig. They scream at them. They pull down their pants. They film them. They pee on them. You know, all this wonderful stuff that's like, you know, another beautiful outcome of multiculturalism, because it's uniquely like targeted. Swedes are targeted. It's done by immigrants. Like, that's just what it is, right? And we actually had a police, a woman in the police commenting on this for the first time. And I wanted to translate that clip for you. And we will take a look at that next week, because it's an important clip. And I'll dive into this a little bit about the no-go zones too. But why I bring it up is just this aspect that this is the message that you see by woke companies in these advertisement campaigns. They're marketing this, the multiculturalism to us, the replacement. And they never, would never ever highlight or single out negative things, you know? And then you think, well, it's a commercial. It's supposed to be up. Is this uplifting, first of all? No, it's not. It's like sad and boring and soy-y. But look at the female hygiene product commercial that was banned. I don't know if you guys saw that, but it was just trying to make the point that there are ads that focus on negative things, or they show it in a negative light. That does happen. Because, again, it's social justice behind it. It's a warfare tactic. It's even a tie in here to Sweden. It's pretty interesting. We'll probably cover it Friday now. This ad that was banned in Flashback Friday, coming up 5 p.m. Eastern. Flashback Friday. Definitely tune into that live. But it was a Frida Mom, or Frida Mom is the company name. All these BuzzFeed, HuffPost, they were all writing about this stuff. There was a postpartum diaper, essentially, that was being marketed by this company, Frida Mom. It was a fellow white person who, originally from Sweden, believe it or not, the company on their, I checked it out on the website, was like, oh, from Sweden, born in Sweden, perfected in America. This person moved to Hirschfeld, was her name, last name, Camille or something like that, Cecilia. She moved from Sweden to America, and they perfected the brand there. But they, during the Oscars, they wanted to show this, like, frankly, like depressing an ad, which is like, well, you don't need to see that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, it's like a mother who's like, she basically has like leakage, I guess, from her parts after giving birth, and maybe even from some other, I don't know. Occasionally it happens. Not everyone has that, but occasionally it does happen. So that was their way of saying, like, let's celebrate the wonders of new life and the beautiful things of like birth and stuff like that, right? And so the Oscars actually banned the ad. They said it's too graphic. And this woman was like, she was sitting on the toilet like alone, and like the kid was crying, and obviously it's like in a distressing kind of way, right? It was like, you know, there was this baby was crying, and the mom like was alone. There was no father there, of course, and she was sitting on the bathroom alone, and it's like spraying things up her vagina and things like that. And it's like, wait a minute, this is like a totally inappropriate ad, right? But the point is, they focused on it from a negative perspective. These are SJWs that literally, I know they're trying to sell their products, you think, at first, but as we've seen, like with these airlines, it's not about the product anymore. They don't care about money. They end up losing money. It's all these woke companies like Gillette shitting on men and stuff like that, right? That's what you get. So this company, Fridamom, obviously did the ad to shit all over motherhood and say, like, watch out, young girls, if someone sees out that ad out there, because you might not even be able to go to the bathroom properly. You gotta wear a diaper, right? I mean, how is that? Do you see what I'm saying? How is that conveying a message of like wonderful, beautiful childbirth stuff, right? So it's like, yeah, okay, it could happen. That's true, right? It's a fact, and it's not always easy. But is that why do they hone in on that thing? So my point is, back to this ad. My point is, they can focus on negative things if they wanted to. Imagine if you had an ad that actually focused on no-go zones, and it was for, you know, some, there was a brand that's nationalistic or something or whatever, or it's like, don't travel, stay at home, or so, I don't know, it could be anything, but they could do something like that. That would generate, remember that, it was a company, municipality in southern Sweden that did an ad that all but mentioned, like, hey, come to this municipality, live here, because it's like all, it's all white, it's all Swedish here, and there was a shitstorm around that, right? So there are other fun ways of doing it. Sorry, long-winded way of explaining this, but I'm just saying, they could do it negative if they wanted. So there's no go zone issue with people getting targeted and stuff. My point is they would never focus on anything like that. They would never talk about that. They would never highlight that. It's all just open the borders. Everything is magnificent. It's wonderful. Nothing to complain about. There's no problem whatsoever with multiculturalism. You can replace an entire people, and that's a beautiful thing, right? That's what SAS is conveying here. Partially, it's weaved into that. It's the political message. That's what they're saying. And if there is anything that you want to cling on to as one of those bigoted Nazis from Scandinavia that thinks you guys have a culture, then we'll shoot that down too, and we'll tell you you don't have one. So in fact, it doesn't matter that you're being replaced. Everything came from abroad anyway. Who gives a shit about you, right? Right, so there you go. Same shit. So that's that tagline right there at the end, right? That they have. We are all travelers. That's the tagline here. So I'm someone started a petition. SAS must make a public apology for attacking Scandinavian identity, culture, and history. How about that? I think I definitely understand this. Why not, right? I saw someone in the chat, we're talking about this too, and they were like, we're talking about like, hey, call, you know, and I don't know, I'm not encouraging that because I don't know if I do sign in as a sign petition. How about that? Sign petition. That's better. Sign in. Sign petition. SAS must make a public apology for attacking Scandinavian identity, culture, and history. They're trying to get to, I don't know how many they're trying to get to, as many as possible. Show that, you know, to your folks. Hand that out. And show them that you can, that we can push back a little bit. There were some other ones as well, too, who were here, right? Wasn't there? Beyond the Danish Party, the Danish People's Party are pushing back. And someone said in the chat, too, I saw in passing, that they were re-upping or they're re-editing the video. Let me just see here if I can find anything new before we wrap up here. Okay, this is from one day ago. So is this the updated then? No. Let me just see here. See what the latest was. Okay, 45 seconds. Here we go. This got to be it then. Let's check this one out. So here's a new version of it. Let's see here. Let's check this out.
What is truly Scandinavian? Our democracy? Credit goes to Greece. It's Turkish.
Midsommarstången.
German.
Even the Danish isn't Danish.
It's Austrian. And the pride of Norway, the paperclip, was actually invented by an American. We take everything we like on our trips abroad, adjust it a little bit, and
voila!
It's a unique Scandinavian thing. In a way, Scandinavia was brought here, piece, by everyday people.
All right, so it's the same. It's just
we can't wait to see what wonderful things you'll bring home next.
Okay, all right, got it. Okay, no, but that's fine. You get the idea. They changed the description, someone said, or, I don't know. Why is a paperclip the pride of Norway? I don't know. I didn't even know that. So, you know, whatever. It's not the greatest thing they've done. They've done a lot of good things. A lot of fantastic things. I think one of the biggest and most ambitious building projects I think it's in the world is happening in Norway right now. It started building a bridge tunnel system through the fjords. I looked at a 12-minute video, I think it was, about it. It was incredible what they're trying to do, engineering-wise. I mean, do you think they give credit to well, I mean, let's face it, it's European, people of European descent doing this, but maybe even Scandinavians altogether that are achieving some of these things. Do you think they give credit for that kind of stuff? No, of course not. Absolutely not. All right, guys, I think that's about it. That's about what I want to cover. I do want to go through some of your chat, super chats, if you will, on DLive as well. And thank you to everyone for supporting us that way. I do appreciate that. Let me go through a couple of those here, guys, before we wrap up for today. And thank you again for tuning in. Shroon donated diamond. He says, going to the no-go zone. That's right. Thank you, Shroon. I appreciate that. I'll get back to you over email, by the way. I saw your last email. Been a little bit busy, but I'll get back to you on that. Doodle Squatch subscribed. Thank you so much. And Doodle Squatch gifted a subscription as well. Thank you to that. For that, I mean. Astro Groiper, we was Vikings and shit. That's right. Donated a diamond. Thank you. Where am I here? Purus, Doodle Squatch. Donated a diamond. No message. Thank you. Purus777 says, Knut and Alice Wallenberg Foundation is the third largest shareholder. Yeah, that's right. I forgot to talk about that. Maybe I just quickly should do that. Now, I personally don't, from what I've heard, there's some people that say that the Wallenberg family are Jewish. I don't think so. Now, it could be hidden, and it could be, you know, something like that. I just, from what I've read and stuff, they even started with a different name. Actually, I think I can find it here real quick. And again, I know it's Wikipedia. You can't, judging from the pages that are on us, I know that. We can't trust that. But for some reason, I mean, I know changing name is an interesting aspect, right? But the Wallenberg family, it says, if we can trust this, and I'm totally understand, it's totally understandable that they might just lie about this. The earliest known member of the Wallenberg family is Per Hansson, which is a very Swedish name, Per Hansson, 1670, so 1741, who in 1692 married Kerstin Jakobsdotter Schut, which I've heard that as a past little older name. Their son, Jakob Persson Wallenberg. Now, so that name change, as you see, this is an old way of doing things in Norse society, where you have, if a guy's name is Per Hansson, the son of Per will be Per Son, son of Per, right? You guys remember, you know what I'm talking about? So Per Hansson and Kerstin Jakobsdotter had a son, and his name is then Jakob Persson, because he's Per's son, or Per's son. So that could just be one of those things. But why did he take the name Wallberg, right? I don't know. That's very strange. He married twice, then some of these the kids, on his, I guess it's from the second marriage, they ended up calling themselves Wallenberg instead of just Wallberg. But this is an interesting history here. they just found a bank in Stockholm. Stockholms Enskilda Bank. Stockholms Independent Bank. Kind of interesting. The Wallenberg families, I think they're the ones primarily behind the Order of the Seraphim and some of these kinds of interesting pseudo-Masonic Hebrew-Israelite kind of traditions, I guess. Look into the Order of the Seraphim, the Swedish order. Kind of interesting, but the Wallenberg family was prominently featured in that. I've written about this many times. But anyway, I don't think they are Jewish. Some people claim they are. I don't think so. It could be that they are, right? But regardless, yeah, they have a finger in essentially every important industry in Sweden. They're a very powerful family. And they pull a lot of strings. And so, of course, they have a hand in SAS as well, the SAS group, right? So that's that. That was the point. Anyway, back to some of the super chats here, guys, before we wrap up in a little bit here. So anyway, thank you for that, Purist 777. He mentioned the Wallenberg Foundation as the third largest shareholder. Black Philip donated diamonds, and thank you, Sweden, for destroying the Khazar Empire. One can hope, huh? Shroon donates a diamond and says, boycott SAS with a lot of exclamation points. Yeah, definitely. Someone said, call them. I don't think I can say that because maybe there's... You could help be liable for that or something. I don't know. Someone said that in the chat. Well, who am I to say if you want to call and ask regarding prices? I'm not going to... No one can deny that. Neo DeLorean donated a diamond and says, why travel when it's all next door? Bad marketing. Well, yeah, exactly. Also, as you make Sweden less Scandinavian and more multicultural, then it also kind of this idea that it just goes around in the circle. Oh, okay, so there's no point then, right? It's all, now we've brought in everything. That's right here. Kenny Wickman won, number one, donated a diamond, no message. Thank you. Shroon donated another diamond. Thank you. He says, we need an advertisement offenders list and ranking. Yeah, why not? I agree. Why not? Just rank these things. Make a list. That's what they do. Wikipedia, they create lists. Some people they don't like, they don't agree with. They put companies that they disagree with on lists. They prevent them from doing banking and stuff. We'll make a video about that here soon. It's affected us. That's what they do. They create lists. So I agree. Silosopher donated a 1 month subscription to Snow Nebo. Thank you. Appreciate that. Purist777 donated a diamond. No message. Just going through these real quick here at the end, guys. RoboThink donated a diamond. It says ADL puts the U in Amish. Thank you, Rebo. Rebo? Was it Rebo? Robo. RoboThink. Appreciate that. Head of Art Salvici donates a diamond. It says SAS new version. Okay, there it is. Okay, let's see. Was that the 45 one? Let me just open that up real quick. That must have been the 45 one. Unless it's on Twitter. Yeah, that's the... Okay, that's the one we watched. Okay, gotcha. Thank you, though, for sending the link, Head of Art. I appreciate that. Head of Art Silvacci again donates a diamond. SAS released edited version of their anti-white ad. Yeah, just to make it shorter, I guess, or a shorter version. Forgot to download that. Downvote that when I was there. Definitely do that. Let me share the link there to that, guys. Go and downvote the new 45-second version. There it is. One more time. Putting that in the DLive chat. Okay, let's go through here. Hervard says, weird ad. Downer. Is this typical Swedish? Yeah, about the other one that I showed, the second one. Yes and no. You know, some that try hard, yeah, you will see some of that. Kind of like just weird, like depressive, low energy, no balls kind of shit. That does happen. Hervard Savate again says, at SAS, we depress millions of travelers. Yeah, exactly. That's what they do. Black Philip sends a diamond and says, when will the Swedes start Hall of Cost reparations? I don't know. It's a good idea, though. Hervard again sends a diamond and says, time for the Swedes to go Viking. It is a verb, after all. Viking. It's kind of like going pirate, essentially. I agree, Hervard. And it will happen. Trust me. More shit like this, more of our people will wake up. In a way, we should be thankful for these companies. Look at the outcry, look at the outrage. And it's, again, it's totally organic, it was totally natural. There was no troll factories or like Russians, you know, it's like, this was organic because people are sick of it. That's what's so wonderful to see. People came together and we made a difference. International news about this and people were like, what the hell is going on? More attention to it. They go look at the ad. It's like, yeah, this is disgusting. People don't like this. This is great. It's fantastic. We're using all the money that they pour into this to turn it against that very anti-Scandinavian company. It's beautiful. We should do this with more companies. Purist777 says Wallenberg Banking / Industrial Family. Yikes. Yeah, they have their fingers in every industrial pie in Sweden. Other parts of Europe too. Very, very, very rich and powerful. Purist777, love you all. Good night. Well, thank you, Purist, for watching. Appreciate it. Jay Rudd, well, thank you, Ninja Gini, sir. I do appreciate that. No message. Very, very nice of you. All right, guys, why don't we wrap up here? Right at the end, thank you for joining us here today. A first no-go zone. I do appreciate you joining us. It was great being with you today. As I said, we will try to do these on Wednesdays. Definitely set for Wednesdays time, maybe 5 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Central European time, maybe 6 p.m. Eastern. But we might try to stay to the Flashback Friday time zone. So that way it's a little bit easier that you know that you can tune in live both on Wednesdays and on Fridays. And, of course, lots to talk about as usual, a lot of things to go through. I am going to go through this concept of the no-go zone a little bit in the next episode that I do. Intended actually to do that for the first one, but I just couldn't pass this one up. It was just too good to not go into it. Guys, beyond giving us some donations and shekels through DLive and other means, and thank you again for that, definitely check out a membership. It's a great way to support us, redeyesmembers.com. You get exclusive access. We do an exclusive show that we release every Sunday on there called Weekend Warrior. It's very, very well produced. We have a good time. It's fun. I have a good kind of a wrap-up, latest headline segment in the beginning, move fast through some of the latest important stories and headlines, and then we kind of usually go into a segment where we kind of watch some videos or go in-depth in certain stories and stuff like that. So definitely check that out. It's a great thing. And, of course, you get the second hour of many of the interviews that I do under Red Ice Radio as well on the member site and other exclusive content as well. But, yeah, I think that's it then, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much again for joining us here. I will open the Fed box right at the end here too, the chest on DLive. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us so much. We will be back before you know it. Of course, Friday, we'll be back live, 5 p.m. Eastern. Lana has a 3:14 coming up. I'm working on that a little bit later today or tonight. So that will go up soon as well. And we have more videos, of course, in the pipeline. Guys, take care. Keep fighting. Thank you for doing everything you're doing for us. And thank you for being out there fighting against these big globalist transnational corporations, these despicable, hateful, you know, companies that are trying to deny the existence of an entire people. This is would never even pass 10 years ago, but look at where we are now. Maybe 20, you know, definitely not 20 years ago. Guys, take care. We'll see you soon. Thank you again.